joking about a piece of tobacco. I don't know what that was right there. I think something he found in the kitchen.
I see. Well, that's...
Olgy lives to the far end of, way out, you know, in town, but way out from here, just the other end of town.
I see.
So we take a morning and night.
The white grain, that's staple Chinese.
Oh, you mean a macaroni or cheese, a macaroni or spaghetti? Or,
well, smaller, hard grain foil. And this uses grits often.
You don't mean rice?
And you never used to call it anything but rice.
No. What else does anybody call it?
Well, we're still hunting, as a matter of fact. We're not sure. There may be other terms. I'm always curious, especially.
Well, people in the South eat a lot of rice,
yes,
I think.
Particularly a term of gravy, right? Now, this is a question which I can ask you with some relief, because I know you're not going to be self-conscious about it, but it's very difficult. Very difficult question, particularly in the country. The different terms for homemade whiskey, and you'd be surprised how very close-mouthed people are.
Oh, really? I can't imagine. My goodness, we were so glad to get rid of our bootleggers and all, and get legalized whiskey, which we didn't know what to do.
Well,
goodness. Well. Oh, you mean the drink itself?
Yes.
Well, White Lightning, of course, was one thing that people called it.
Is that good whiskey, or is...
Well, no, it's not. It's white, and it's terrible, and it makes you go blind and everything else. It's awful. But a lot of people would... I just can't imagine anybody would use that kind of... dare use it, but they did, and it was...
Alcoholic beverages were illegal. What kinds of names did people have for good whiskey and for bad whiskey? That's what I'm
curious
about.
They would, of course, they would speak of maybe of, because a lot of bootleggers, you know, hound good whiskey. But moonshiners and people who made whiskey, that was would be White Lightning. And then, of course, some bootleggers sold that too. But there was always some, I believe in almost every town, there was somebody that could, if you said, I need some whiskey, I want some whiskey, somebody would know where to go to some bootlegger. I know if on some occasions if we had any reason that we want some. Harris wouldn't think of dealing with a bootlegger, but he would know some business friend or acquaintance and who evidently didn't mind dealing with one. And so we'd go and get it over in Tennessee, you see. Prefer doing it that way if we need
well,
to.
Was bottles and buy
it. Oh yeah, no, it was just any of the good brands, because Tennessee was always wet. But it really was. That was a awful mess, because, and I don't believe there's any more consumed hardly that. Now.